4, check, mobile.
It's WU2T mobile.
How are you today?
Getting started on a 4-hour drive. I'm headed to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Drive. Be safe out there today.
Avoiding most of the 85 corridor in South Carolina. I'm not going to get on 85 till almost to the North Carolina state line, so I'm going up Highway 29 right now.
I try to stay off 85 at all costs.
I'm going to get caught in all that crap up there around Gaffney, where they're doing all that construction up there too. So I figure I'll take Highway 29 all the way to Blacksburg and then get on 85 there. And then I'll be over the state line in about 10 minutes after that.
Through there on 85 where they got it necked down to one lane on each side, that's got to be dangerous.
There were wrecks in that area that fatal, so. Anyway, and my UPS and my GPS is trying to take me places I don't want to go. It'll finally figure out where I'm going, and then it'll catch up to me.
They say you got to be 5% smarter than the tools you're using, so be careful out there again.
Where are you headed today?
Some errands in town, by the bank, and haircuts, that kind of stuff. Drop some packages off. My Friday's my office day right now, so I use it to get things done that I need to get done during the week and can't get there.
In your truck and working today, huh?
No, sir. I'm in my excursion today running errands.
A railroad crossing over here on North Main Street in Spartanburg, and there's a train passing underneath. It's got a whole line of those auto carriers on it. So they must be moving some new cars somewhere.
Getting things back in some kind of order, getting things flowing again. I hope so. And then we're going talking about shutting everything down again. I remember you saying something about it, but I can't remember what it was for.
I'm on the board of directors for the Carolinas District Barbershop Harmony Society, and we're having a board meeting and a team building meeting up there tomorrow and an event along a lake where we're having a cookout and everything. So we're going to have all kinds of things going on tomorrow, but I'm not going to stay there for the whole day. I'm going to do my thing at the meeting in the morning, and then after lunch I'm going to get back on the road, headed back this way, and because I got to be back at church Sunday to sing.
That's always a priority, being at church on Sunday morning.
Out of town, I'm in church, so that's what I'm trying to do. So yeah, my GPS is still trying to head me back, put me on 85 here in Spartanburg, and I don't want to get on 85 in Spartanburg. It'll figure it out when I get a few more miles up the road. I know how to go where I'm going from here. It's just, it's going to put me on 85 and then take me up to 40 and then 40 over to Raleigh. So, and 40 and 440, because the place I got to get is off of 440 in Raleigh on the north side of town. So that's the hotel I'm spending tonight at.
Dad drive to Raleigh quite a few times. None lately, but I don't know how much it's changed in the last 5 or so years, but I used to have a friend that lived out on the coast and go out there every now and then to visit him.
At least 10 years since I've been to Raleigh. So you talk about change for you for a couple of years, think what it's going to be like in not having been up there in 10 years. So it's going to be really different when I get there.
I've just gotten to where I just don't want to be around any big cities anymore, any bigger than Greenville, and I really don't care for it.
I'm only going up there because they told me I need to be there. So they're going to pay for me making this trip up there, the mileage up and back, and they're going to pay for my hotel room tonight. So, you know, it's I'll go there and do their thing. So, oh, boy, they built them a beautiful big campus over here for Spartanburg High School over on North Main Street here in Spartanburg. I knew they were building this over here, and I knew when they cleared it, but I hadn't been out here since they had opened up the high school over here a couple of years ago. And pretty place out here anyway, large.
So I see some of the schools down there, and they're just enormous compared to what I'm used to seeing up here in my home state.
Well, the big high school's on the other side of Spartanburg County, Dorman High School. They've got, they're on a campus that would make some small colleges, drool with envy, because their campus, and they haven't used all the property they got over there. They have got, when they made the trade-off, they end up with several hundred acres of land out there, and where they built the Walmart at Westgate area side of town. So they traded off that because that's where the high school used to be. But I'll tell you what, they have a campus out there that just won't stop. High school, the 10th, 11th, and 12th grader in one part, and then they got a 9th grade campus further back on the site, and still got lots of land to build out there if they want to.
As I was talking about, I drive by it on a regular basis going to the meetings for work, and then I go down there once a month to the Michelin plant in Lawrence. But yeah, that campus there, you could fit every school in Transylvania County in one of those buildings, I believe.
And, of course, they built a new performing arts center 2 years ago on that facility. So it's gotten, the number of buildings down there has gotten larger over the years. And, I'm getting out here on the north side of Spartanburg, and I'm headed or the west side. I think they call it west side. I don't know. East Main, West Main. I haven't figured it out. This is East Main out here. And I'm headed out towards the big town of Cowpens.
Doing a good job getting out that far then.
Well, I'll keep this repeater until I get to the other side of Gaffney most of the time. So, and also it's still trying to turn me around and send me back to 85, and I'm not ready for 85 yet. So anyway, will you be careful running around today, and I'm going to head on up the road and go back to listening to my 50s on 5 on Sirius XM while I listen to my GPS in the other ear. So catch you later, and catch up with you tomorrow probably. You have a good one, Patrick. Talk to you later. 73 W2T Mobile.
Stay safe out there, Rusty. Enjoy your trip, and have a safe trip home tomorrow. And 73C KO4 HVX, and I'll be clear.